This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Forecasters now say more than a foot of snow could fall in parts of New England from this second nor'easter to hit the area in a week. Massachusetts officials today are warning of treacherous driving west of 128 this afternoon into tonight. They say snow could fall at a rate of 2 to 3 inches an hour in some spots, causing whiteout conditions. About 300 crews are already out pre-treating the roads. And for more, we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He's joining us via Skype. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon.
So where's the snow now?
Well, right now we have snow again over central and western sections of New England around New York City, snowing to beat the band. There's actually been thunder snow down there, and these bands will continue to rotate into the area tonight. But for those folks that may be heading home in the next couple of hours from Boston on towards the North Shore, Boston down towards the South Shore and the immediate western suburbs, no problems at all. This will not change over to snow in the next couple of hours.
So what are we talking about for tonight, and when will we be in the height of the storm, if you will?
So in Boston, I think after 9 o'clock is when we'll really start to see a changeover. So we have several hours of rain actually across the area, which is going to keep the roads pretty wet. Probably between 7 and 9 o'clock in that 495 to 128 belt, and then it's going to change over even earlier in the next few hours. In some places, it's already beginning to change over further north and west. So that line is basically collapsing to the coastline.
And snowfall totals.
So snowfall totals, we've upped these a bit for the 495 to 128 belt. And we talked about this a lot over the past couple of days, that that was the area that was just so unsure. It depended on exact track of the storm. So still, we're looking at anywhere from 10 to 16 inches through Worcester County. So that's, you mentioned at the top of this, some places getting over a foot. As you get towards the 495 to 128 belt, 6 to 12 inches. And then right in Boston, just to the north across the North Shore and just to the south, 4 to 8 inches. As you get a little further south, it will go 2 to 5 inches. Cape and the Islands according to a couple of inches. And the outer tip of Cape Ann, maybe 3 to 6 instead of 4 to 8. But you get the idea. It's a little bit less there.
And so when will it end? I mean, what are we talking about? Will we get all of this? You're saying 9 o'clock tonight in Boston? Is all of this happening tonight? And what's the morning commute going to look like?
That's right. So all of this does happen tonight for the most part. There still could be an inch or two tomorrow after sunrise, but this is basically an overnight storm. So when we get up tomorrow morning, the crews will be working on cleaning this all up. I suspect there's going to be school delays and cancellations. And depending on exactly how much snow Boston gets will depend, obviously, on the cancellations and delays right downtown.
And of course, coastal flooding was a big issue in last week's nor'easter. What does this storm do to affect the coastal areas in particular, Dave?
Right. So a couple of things. One is the winds will not be as strong, so coastal flooding will not be as bad. That said, there is a coastal flood warning up from Cape Ann all the way down through the South Shore. The Cape and the Islands have a coastal flood advisory, so that's a little bit less serious. So we're looking at moderate to perhaps on the line of major coastal flooding. We won't see anything like we saw last weekend, but as you've all been reporting, we've had these breaches in dunes and in some cases seawalls. So in some ways it makes it easier, even though the flooding wouldn't typically be as bad. There's places that are more vulnerable than they were back on, say, Thursday afternoon.
After this, does the forecast look fairly storm-free for a while?
What's a while?
I know.
Right? So we do go storm-free here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there is the potential for another nor'easter here sometime late Monday or Tuesday, and that potential is real, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. I think after that, we probably will start to undergo a pattern change, but we may have one more of these to go through. A
pattern change called spring, maybe? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to use that S word just yet, but let's get rid of the nor'easters first.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.